From NPR and WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a moment, we'll talk to an American official in Liberia about how the U.S. is responding to the Ebola crisis in West Africa.
But first, the response to Ebola in the U.S. just got kicked up a notch. The White House says President Obama is naming a new Ebola czar to coordinate the federal government's response to the virus. The president has asked Ron Klain, a former chief of staff to Vice President Joe Biden, to take on that role. Klain's appointment comes after a series of stumbles, and the president hinted at the new post last night when discussing how his administration has dealt with Ebola so far.
It's not that they haven't been doing an outstanding job really working hard on this issue, but they also are responsible for a whole bunch of other stuff.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now from Washington, D.C. Hi, Scott, and tell us more about Ron Klain and his bio.
Well, he's a lawyer. He's got a lot of experience here in Washington. In addition to being the vice president's chief of staff, he also worked in the Clinton White House and on both the Clinton and Gore campaigns. In announcing his appointment this morning, the White House pointed to his management skills and his good working relationships, both with members of Congress and the administration. What they couldn't point to was any particular experience dealing with public health issues. So his role will not be as a medical expert. Instead, he's supposed to coordinate the various pieces of the government's response and report to the president's top security advisors, Susan Rice and Lisa Monaco. Up until now, it was Monaco herself who was in that role. And as the president said, she's been stretched pretty thin.
And as we just heard, you know, despite President Obama's kind words last night for the people in administration who've been dealing with this, do you think it's fair to say he was still under some pressure to shake things up?
Certainly. The response to date has certainly not gone as smoothly as one would like. There were obviously shortcomings in Dallas, first with the misdiagnosis of the patient from Liberia, then the infection of his two caregivers. One of those nurses was then allowed to travel on a commercial airliner. And one of the questions that's kept coming up at the White House is, who's in charge here? So now we have an answer to that question. Whether that actually improves the government's response, we'll have to wait and see. Klain's job really is to deal with the domestic response, but the president continues to stress the most important thing that we can do is to get a hold of the epidemic at its source in West Africa. And President Obama has been lobbying foreign leaders to step up their contributions to the effort there. Yesterday, he also authorized the call-up of a small number of National Guard troops to assist in the U.S. military effort to build isolation centers and do other things to help with the response in West Africa.
Scott, those two nurses you just referenced, the U.S. nurses who became infected with Ebola while treating a Liberian patient here in the U.S., they've now been moved to other hospitals. Does that signal a change of some kind in the government's approach?
Not officially, but, you know, the CDC had initially said any hospital in the U.S. should be capable of treating an Ebola patient, and presumably that means treating the patient without infecting its own staff. While that position has not changed officially, those two nurses have now been moved to specialty hospitals with a lot of experience in treating infectious disease, one hospital in Atlanta, the other here in suburban Washington. At the same time, the administration is saying, we probably have not seen our last imported case of Ebola. And, of course, you can't expect that next patient to check himself into one of those specialty hospitals. There's only a handful of them around the country. That person is going to show up at whatever emergency room is close by. And so the CDC says it will respond more quickly with its own experts to that hospital the next time that happens. But, of course, hospitals themselves also will need to be prepared.
Ron Klain, the new Ebola czar, as you said, is more known for his management skills, his political management, than as being any kind of a public health expert. Does that indicate that his appointment has politicized the federal government's response?
Well, we are in a political season, and that would be true with or without Ron Klain at the helm. The New York Times made an interesting observation today. The polls show about three-quarters of Democrats in the U.S. are confident in the federal government's ability to handle this outbreak, but only about half of Republicans are. Now, if you go back to 2006, when George Bush was in the White House and it was avian flu we were talking about, those partisan numbers were almost exactly the opposite. So even though viruses don't discriminate on the basis of political party, it does seem that Americans are viewing this the same way they view so many things, through a kind of political lens.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley in Washington. Scott, thank you.
It's my pleasure.